Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign, Eternal Lies, by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, with Jeremy Keller.
Right then.
With you guys, you never know when you're ready.
We don't.
Yeah, we'll never be ready. You just have to start.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to,
we don't know what's coming. So. It's hard to be ready for the unexpected.
Dun, dun, dun.
I bet something happened last time. I may have to. I'm supposed to skip out again in half an hour. We'll see how that thing goes.
Okay.
I don't know why Corey wants to do all these meetings, but it's all right.
To coordinate.
To plan, yeah.
And who doesn't love a good meeting?
Exactly.
Well, we don't have Steve here to Steve, are you there? You're muted.
I see his face.
Yes, I am indeed muted. There you go. Sorry, guys.
I was good to have you around.
Get to work here. You've got summaries to speak.
What?
You missed multiple sessions. You got to catch up.
The official summarizer.
When do you guys keep me around? I see how it is. Okay. Player security. Yeah. Sorry, my computer. You pop up the window. Okay. So when we started the last session, we were in the penthouse that belongs. Guy's name, I think, JP.
Is it breaking up for me or for
it's
everyone?
For me, breaking as well. Up for me also.
Okay, so you're the problem, Steve.
He's just trying to get out of it. He's got that special button
yeah.
on his seat.
Exactly.
Makes the breakup happen.
Yeah.
Is this a little clearer?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were in the penthouse, we went inside, talked, exercise. Place to a few blessings.
Sorry, I can't understand anything you're saying. That was every other word.
Yeah, so, all right, Steve, thank you for your participation. we will assign another
edit that out.
Summary.
Well, that's do I sound better now, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Sound good.
All right. You want to try again? Want someone else to surprise?
It's already starting to break up. Perhaps someone else. I miss Edwin's summaries.
Yeah.
Well, and if he's going to duck out in 30 minutes, he might as well do the summary.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
go ahead, Edwin.
I missed the last session. Okay. So we finished up on the penthouse where we found a lot of really important clues that led us to other places in the world. We found a journal. Am I in the right place? I think so. And the important archaeological and the real science books and so forth we found. But basically, the more information we get is that there are more crazy people around the world, and they have more money, and they're doing more drug selling, and they need guns, and et cetera, et cetera. And this super crazy letter, which I really enjoyed, to Samson, from somebody who's found their own path to Ulkshamal, which might be Gilgamesh, who I think was the guy at the head of the Smurfs, or possibly Golgoroth. And the exciting part about it all was Job, who we visited in the insane asylum in the southeast, not the Midwest. And I don't really remember where it was. Is somebody who's very important to this group, and if they find out where he is, they will kidnap him. So I suspect he's already gone, but we can certainly check into that. And then the father and Maria went back to the hotel, And while there, discovered that Victor Cortez was being kidnapped. We unsuccessfully attempted to stop the kidnapping, but we did capture one of the kidnappers, and we passed a very important spot hidden roll, which gave us some important information that we don't know what is about how the kidnappers found out that Cortez was in the hotel with us. And we called the police and requested Detective Javier Gomez to come and work with us, since he is a good Catholic under the sway of the local bishop, cardinal, bishop, I think. And meanwhile, the others went out partying and found somebody with some nectar on his neck, dancing, musing at the bar. They were going to get together. And I don't actually know what happened. Things didn't go so well. And they couldn't follow whoever they were going to follow. Somebody else might want to summarize that part.
Some bad drive rolls meant that our chase scene wasn't so chasey.
Okay. Wasn't just Randall not liking to use the chase rules.
No, it was some poor drive rolls.
Who were you chasing, though? Who were you attempting to chase?
Oh, sorry. One of the band members got grabbed and said, "You got to come with us." And we jumped in the car and chased after him until we got just outside of the town. And then we crashed off the road.
Actually, I think those guys came and grabbed the whole band. So the band was following behind whatever the bad guys that showed up, I think. Is that right? The whole band? One car of bad guys, one car of band, and us behind them.
Yeah.
Our lights off. We ran into a tree.
I thought it was three guys, yeah. Three guys that they took.
Sounds about right.
So we must have somehow clued in. So who did we talk to that would have let somebody know that we were going to try to talk to the band and that they're going to try to shut up the band so that we don't talk to them?
Well, I think that spot hidden that is the reason they knew where our hotel was. Wasn't that, didn't Sean's character spot someone outside of De La Mañana Records and who drove away?
Yes, yeah, I went to confront somebody, but then we didn't see them outside the bar or the first bar we went to, but then at the party site we saw them.
I think now, the father saw him also. And that car was confirmed to be the same license plate as the car that we saw at the hotel? Question mark. The car, the kidnappers, Victor's kidnappers.
Yes, that is correct as well.
Had the same license plate as, I think, as the car that was outside La Mañana, La Mañana Records.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. So just to be clear, the timing, it's not possible that someone has followed you from the bar from La Paz to the hotel. The timing is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you arrive there, everything has already passed. You know, they have already taken Cortez and the father. And Maria were already fighting. The cultist was left behind, and so forth.
So I'm still confused about something, I guess. The guy we saw, or that the father and Cora saw outside Victor's recording studio, that guy in that car, was that at the hotel, or was that at the bar that we saw it again?
He was... Well, the father actually passed a critical role. He was driving the car as he moved away.
From the hotel?
From the hotel.
He took Victor with him in the hotel. Okay.
Yes.
So that's the only other time we've seen it, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. So everybody is so anyway, we greet the yeah, so everyone's back there, okay. Great.
Yes, and we hear the horn.
Oh, we're waiting for the police to come.
Yeah, actually you're waiting for the police. There's a guy that you guys have a knockout pretty much between the father and Maria. We're able to get the guy. He's clearly unconscious right now. And when that is happening, you hear the horn of, you know, the other guys start coming back from La Paz, from the bar. And the horn is just, you know, it's stuck. So everyone looks around when you park the car right in front of the hotel. That's when we start the session tonight.
Father, I think that is the rest of our crew.
Oh, good. Perhaps Mr.
Very, very subtle.
Perhaps, yes. You'd think they would be a little more quiet, but perhaps Mr. Elliot can come take care of this fellow until the police arrive. I believe he's more suited for such things than I am.
Ah, but you did quite well.
I think it was more you than me, Maria, but still.
Well, yes, that seems good to let them take care. Mr. Elliot.
Yes. How can I help?
Well, somebody, some men came and took Mr. Cortez, but this is one of them.
Oh.
The father fortunately awoke and managed to slow them down.
Good job, Father.
The police are on the way. I think we will be able to speak with them. But perhaps you could make sure that he is secured well.
Yeah. Let me check on him. Make sure that he doesn't go anywhere.
Now, do we want to talk to this fellow before we let the police have him?
That is up to you. I believe the detective who is coming will share information happily, but...
Yes, he is a friend.
The church. I just mean maybe we can get him to tell us stuff that he won't tell the police.
Well, you have a few minutes now if you want to talk to him. Just
let's go see.
Well, it might take more than a few minutes. It depends on how quickly these medications take effect.
Well, they are already on their way, so whatever you wish to do, you may wish to do it.
Doc,
start now.
Let's have Adam.
Is he unconscious?
We did knock him unconscious.
Yes, yeah. He's right now. Do you want to wake him up?
Where are we? In our room?
Right outside.
No, I think we're on the hotel steps, more or less.
Or like, or just down the block on the street.
Right.
Like
so we've got this unconscious guy with us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were sort of returning him to the front desk. I feel like to the basically.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like we have the opportunity then to do some extensive questioning.
I think that may be true.
All right. Well, then I guess we can fast forward to when the detective gets there.
But just keep in mind, next time we capture somebody, maybe we can keep them out of the public eye for a few minutes anyway. Find out some more.
The police were already on their way when we called to make sure the detective was coming. It was not.
I'm just saying.
The police would have come one way or the other. But yes,
just saying. Next time.
Yes, I do understand. That is how my old family used to work.
Make a Spellhina like rolls. You know, everyone that is there.
Ooh,
I'm looking for a hard spot.
How would you go for a fumble? Do you like that too?
How about two of them?
Holy cow!
Not a success for me, but not a fumble.
Well, we are a little worn down from the chase. So,
what are we rolling? I'm
spot hidden.
I rolled a six, so that's an extreme success. I
landed on an extreme two.
All right. Cora and Dorothy, yes, when you get out of the car and you start talking to the guys that have this criminal outside, you do notice that he has a small vial on his neck. It is empty. Like a small little bottle.
Well, do we decide he was unconscious?
Unconscious, yeah.
He's unconscious right now.
Can we search him real quick for any wallet? In his wallet, to see if he has a piece of paper. Like, I should really write this address down so I won't forget it. Anything
as you do.
As you one can, does.
All right, you search him and you do find that he goes by the name of Gilberto Loria.
Gilberto with a G?
Yes.
Gilberto.
It's pronounced Gilberto in Spanish. It's Mexican.
It's a very educational scenario for us. It's good.
And so that's this it. You don't find anything else.
So this was one of the fellows that was breaking into our rooms, eh? You caught him?
They came to kidnap Victor. I don't know if they were breaking into our rooms as well.
Make a lock roll. Party lock roll.
Ooh. I'm at 50.
I am at...
Oh, shit.
You're lower than me.
I'm at 53, I guess. I guess I'm doing all right.
Less than 50, anyone?
Nope.
Okay, I'm rolling. I succeed. 19.
He wakes up. He's missing his, you know, both of his front teeth, and he smiles. A little bit of blood kind of spills when he's smiling.
Now listen, you drank that nectar, didn't you? And that vial around your neck.
Yes, of course. You should try it too.
Do you know where we are right now?
He looks around and says, yes, at your hotel.
See, I'm taking a notebook and I'm taking notes.
Why are you doing? Listen, please, will just let me go. Why don't you do the same?
No nonsense. I'm afraid those days of you wishing for things and getting them are over. But things will go better for you if you tell us the answers, right? Now, who told you to come here?
Oh, this is the part where I tell you everything, right? Everything you need to know.
Well, yeah, it's not gonna matter.
And I'm gonna haul off and I'm gonna punch him in the face with the brass knuckles.
Don't. It's just gonna make it harder for him to talk.
Make a psychology roll.
Then he better be precise with what he's talking about.
Psychology?
Yes, and Mr. Elliot can make an intimidate roll as well.
That's 4 damage.
So I get a hard success on psychology.
Okay.
And I botch my intimidate.
Okay. Dr. Utko, he wasn't expecting that.
Ah.
He was or wasn't?
He wasn't.
Okay.
He was not expecting it.
What are you doing?
Who let you know we were here?
What? Your friend, Cortez.
How did Cortez?
He called?
Of course he called. He told us to go and pick a nap.
Pick him up?
Yes.
I see.
That doesn't seem like the Cortez we were talking to.
When you talk, he kind of winces and kind of tries to stay away from you, expecting another punch in the face. Listen, why don't you back to L.A. and tell Trammell that he made a big mistake sending you here. It's too late.
He did, huh? It's too late. Why is that? Completed your plans?
Well, we already know you were coming. We knew you were coming. We're ready for you. We're not afraid of you. We got our mouth, our own gut. We don't need you anymore.
Well, if your little group is so powerful and telling us where they're holed up at won't be a problem, will it?
Or will it? And I look at him sternly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well?
I'm sure they have a trap set for us. We'll walk right into it. Just tell us where.
It's not a trap if I tell you. Is it? You make me laugh. Why don't you go home?
I give Elliot the head nod.
I'll crack him again.
Do it again.
This is like bad cop, bad cop. I like that.
It's kind of bad cop, worst cop.
That's another 4 damage, Randall.
Oh wow! He's
gonna end up killing him.
He's not gonna survive.
What? It's pulp. He better have more than 12 hit points.
He does this, you know. He kind of yells and goes unconscious again, but just for a few seconds, and opens his eyes and says, "Oh, all right, you go there. You go there. Then that's what you want. We're waiting for you."
Where? Tell us where.
He gives you an address. And Maria, you kind of get it. You get the direction in general, you know. He's saying, he's talking now in Spanish. He has stopped speaking in English. He's saying something about At the hacienda, the old hacienda. We're waiting for you there. Okay. They're waiting for you there. You're not going to make it out. And then gives you an address. And seems like away from here. Something about near the intersection of Montezuma and San Pedro.
Oh.
How many men you got there?
6, 10.
They've been there for a while. They got one of those weird couches there.
We don't need couches. What are you talking about? That's you, you know, and Trammell and his nonsense. We're way beyond that now.
What do you know about Merida? Merida.
Merida. I don't know anything. What are you talking about? Mexico, you're also. Yeah.
Oh, he better not be freaking lying. Oh, well, I rolled 100, so I definitely don't know.
I pass.
Yes, he's holding something back. He gives you that smile that, you know, that screw you smile. Well, you just go there below the studio and you will find all your answers.
Yes. I'm going to pull out of my bag, I don't know if adrenaline or something that will increase his heart rate and make him feel extremely anxious.
Yes, you're doing all this outside the hotel, right? Everyone's looking at you. Yes. Reminder.
I'm treating the injured man.
Exactly. Adrenaline seems perfectly good.
I say, give me some room. This man is injured. I need to treat his wounds.
Make a fast talk to see how convincing you sound.
Great. I have a much I'll better persuade than
I'll
that.
Do that.
I could translate.
Oh, that's true. I can only speak in English, so.
So I can help with the fast talk or get help. I will spend 4 luck.
I also pass my fast talk as well, if that helps with my.
For the Spanish portion of it.
So I say something, and they translate it.
Yeah, Maria translates.
In a more subtle way.
Yeah, you see a couple of people that were gathering around you guys. You know, some people are obviously keeping a distance as you're beating the guys still. And, you know, someone just made a shot at the hotel and all that. So, you know, it's not like you are surrounded by people or anything like that. But you get down and, you know, the couple of people that were there kind of make some space. Yeah, what do you want to do, Doctor?
So my intention is to give him something that's going to make him extremely anxious and maybe more likely to answer our questions, or at least just afraid.
Make a medicine roll and just make sure that you pass it, you don't kill him. It's very weak.
So can I make a pharmacy roll?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a hard success.
Okay. Yeah, you give him something, and he starts. You know, his pupils kind of get wider, and he starts kind of looking around. What? Let me go, please.
Now, what was that about?
Let me go. Please,
now, ask him the question again, Elliot.
I say, what do you know about Merida?
That will uncover all your lies. The true God. We will be able to speak to the true God.
If you want to speak to the true God, I can help you with that.
he looks at you, Father, and says, oh, you know nothing, Father. You know nothing. I listen to the song. I'm listening to the song now. You, ah, so beautiful. So beautiful. He kind of passes out again. And, you know, as he's, you know, you've been talking to him and all that, the police arrives at the hotel. And they rush towards you. Father, you do recognize Detective Gomez.
Ah, excellent. I will explain to Inspector Gomez what happened and that this man has kidnapped a acquaintance of ours and ask that he is dealt with appropriately.
Kidnap? What are you talking about? Who did they kidnap? Who are they? Blanco, get this man and get into the hospital. We need to get him talking. And he is addressing another, you know, another policeman he's with. You know, there are like four policemen that come grab the guy and getting into a police car and the car leaves. But Gomez stays there with you with a couple of other guys. Let's go back inside the hotel. And he looks around. There's nothing to see here. Keep moving. I need your declarations, Father. What happened here? We got a call from the hotel saying that man was shooting to some people at the lobby. Was that you?
No, it was not. It was this gentleman and his... how many were there? Were there two others, I think? His two accomplices?
Yes, was he shooting at you?
He was shooting into the crowd. I believe he was shooting in our direction as we were giving chase, attempting to rescue our compatriot, Mr. Cortez.
Cortez? Who's this guy, Cortez, you keep talking about? He's writing on a notepad.
Mr. Cortez is a friend of the church. He was giving us some information.
Father, I need more. Some information about what? Is that the case you were working on?
Yes. This drug that they have been peddling around your city. He has a vial of it there around his neck.
Okay. Yes. If that is the case, Father, we will have to find out where have they taken this man. Do you get a good eye on the people that kidnap him? How many were they? I just want to know how much information do you want to give to the policeman?
Well, I do have a photographic memory, so I remember everything about the guys who took him. So I will certainly give him the description of the two men. I will give him the license plate of the car. If I saw that, I don't remember if I saw that or not.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will give him the license plate of the car, and I will give him that I won't say that he told us under questioning, but I will say that I heard them call out something about the old hacienda. I think they mentioned some streets, maybe Montezuma and San Pedro.
Oh, that's away from here. Do you think that's where they're taking him?
It sounded like that was a possibility.
Well, we will investigate. We'll investigate for sure. Let's go there, Blanco. He turns to the other policeman. So they are dangerous. We're taking some more men. Do you wanna come with us and confirm? You know, see if you can spot your friend. when we go and search the place.
Out of game, is this the point where we fly back to Massachusetts and leave the police to clean it up?
We're going to roll new cops for every city we visit, apparently.
So it looks like it, right?
Yes, certainly. Of course, we will come provide whatever assistance we can to make the appropriate identification.
Okay. So what are the others doing?
Following the father's lead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we're all going.
All right. Anything you want to do before leaving the lobby? After the police?
God, such a loaded question. No.
They were in your room, Mr. Elliot. You might want to check and make sure nothing else was taken.
I mean, what else did we have?
I
pretty much everything on us.
Yeah, I don't know that you left anything, but
I didn't leave anything.
They may have taken your good hat.
Trick question. None of my hats are the good hat. You guys want to do anything before we leave?
Can't think of anything.
Yep, got nothing.
So you are leave behind the police? Is someone going to fix the car before you leave?
No, I think we'll just leave it there honking in the street.
Actually, so before we leave, I will lean over to the detective and say, are you sure you can trust that officer to get him to where he needs to go?
Oh, you're asking Detective Gomez?
Yes. I mean, we had a situation in L.A. where the police seemed a little corrupt.
Oh, I trust Blanco with my life. Don't you worry about that?
Okay.
I'm sure all the corrupt police are only in Los Angeles. There are no corrupt police in Mexico City.
Make an idea roll.
Yeah. What is it that we're forgetting that the keeper wants us to do?
I rolled 100. I completely believe whatever Randall's saying right now.
Normal success.
Well, the guy was saying that the police was going to let him go.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so my what? Question to the guy, to this guy who said he trusts him completely. So. Sounds square to me, but I did roll 100 too, so.
All right, so.
Gomez, the cops were going with that one. He's a good Catholic boy. Surely he's square.
Yeah, I figured, he's just, of course he's going to say that. You know, so what?
All right. So he gets ready and he calls in the central station first before leaving, saying that they're going to go out and check the hacienda at Montezuma. That he's following a lead of kidnapping, and they get into the police car, and they start the engine. Following us, Father.
Do we have a working car anymore? Yeah, we have the one that we were driving, that Maria and I were in.
Yes, yep. You got the one.
Well, technically, there's nothing really wrong with the other parts operable except for the horn, right?
So you're letting everyone know you're coming.
Unless you want to give it a try before leaving, I can give you a mechanical repair to see if you can figure it out.
Dorothy?
Yeah. Okay. Try and see if, I'll try and see if there's like a wire to flip or something.
All right. Ooh, go 15, ahead, Elliot. 15. Is that a successful mechanical repair?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you were kind of shocked after the accident, and you didn't notice before. But yes, it's just about move a cable here and there, and that's it. Takes care of the horn. All right. So you got two cars now? Who's driving?
Do we have two cars and the cops have one? Three cars?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll drive the crappy car.
And I will continue to drive the perfectly working car.
All right. So Elliot is driving one car and the father is driving the other car. Very good. Who's driving with the father?
Shotgun of the fathers.
All right.
Okay, I'll go with Elliot.
Dr. Utko. Dorothy is going with Elliot.
I'll go in Elliot's car as well.
Okay. Utko, you're going there. So the father is going with Maria for sure. Cora, what about you?
I called shotgun on the father's car.
Oh, was that you? I thought it was... Yeah. Matt, I'm sorry. Yeah, so you go with Maria, the father in one car, and Dorothy and Utko go with Elliot. Very good.
It reminds me of Savannah. I wonder if we'll meet any cars on the way.
Yes, but I'm not driving this time. True.
Very good. So you start driving away from the city, and it's kind of... The police have not a clear idea where to go, but they stop near an intersection some 45, 50 minutes away from downtown where you were at the hotel, from the hotel. And he stops the car, and he leaves the car, and he goes to you, Father, and says... All right, Father, this is the intersection. We believe there's an old hacienda over there. And he points, in the distance. You can see some houses or some constructions. So if you're correct, and that's the place they were mentioning, probably that's where they have it.
Okay, so are you going to go do your thing? Are you going?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, we're going there. Do you guys wanna stay here or
nope? And I pull out my revolver, my 45, and I make sure it's loaded, and spin the barrel, and then click it in. Say I'm ready.
Yes, I believe I will wait here with Maria.
It's a good plan, Jim. It's a good plan.
Okay, Dr. Utko?
I need to go see these people, how crazy they are, and question them before they all get killed.
Okay, and Cora?
Wait, did Maria come with us?
Yes, she's sitting there with the father for now.
I guess I'll go with the boys.
Okay. Just let us do the questioning, okay? We don't want you to get involved, of course. We just want to make sure that that guy is actually being kidnapped.
How about we wait just out of earshot to back you up in case things go bad, and we'll listen to you while you're talking to him at the
front door. We'll stay out of the way.
We'll have to call for reinforcements if things go south. Yes, let's go. Let's just stay behind us, okay? Sure. And they start leading the way, and they start walking. You see that they do have their flashlights on, but they turning off when they are approaching the hacienda. And when you get closer, let's see if I can send you this Okay, so here, let me check. Oh, by the way, this is the... Sorry. So the one on the left is Detective Gomez, and the one on the right is Officer Blanco. Is there with you? You also see in the distance, and it is very dark.
Wait, so Blanco took the guy to the police station and then came and met us?
No, he sent that with your policeman.
He sent the guy?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was Blanco that he sent him with.
Yeah, he told Blanco to get the guy and you know, send him to the hospital.
Okay, so the guy that took them to the hospital is not the guy that he trusts with his life.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
So in the distance, and you know, at night, you see some kind of ruins of what seems to be a big and old hacienda. And right next to it, you also see a house which looks more, you know, modern, and it has the lights on. House is kind of big as well. It's not a small house. And the policemen approach, and when they approach the house, they do notice the car with the license that the father spotted before.
Hmm. Yep, these are the guys.
So what's the distance you want to keep from the policeman?
Oh, well, I'm going to stealth my way up there and be, like, real close, but not be seen.
Okay. You do see Detective Gomez knocking on the front door of the house.
Hey, you know what? While I'm thinking about it, Randall, do we happen to see the band's van or that car from the club anywhere nearby with some weird chance they're together?
Yes, you do see that. Actually, there are two more cars. There is the truck from the musicians, and there is another car right next to it. And there is an extra truck that is not the one from the musicians you saw before. So there are four cars in total. Two trucks and two cars. One of them matches the plate that the father saw. You see that the...
Randall, I got a hard success on my stealth.
Okay, so you're staying behind. What about you, Utko? How stealthy do you want to go?
And
Cora.
You can also hang back with Cora.
Yeah.
If you want.
But
if you make a stealth, I'm sure Cora will make her stealth.
I think I've got to hang back. I'm gonna come in later when you guys apprehend the do-batters.
Okay.
All right.
Dora's with these guys too, that she's going to hang with Utko.
All right, so nobody comes to the door. As you're watching this, nobody comes to the door. So the detective signals Gomez, and Gomez kicks the door open, opening the door, you know, with a huge, you know, with a strong kick, and says, "Police!" And then there is, in Spanish, and then there is a shot. A very strong shot, and those of you that, you know, have been exposed to this before, is the sound of the shotgun. And you see Blanco flying backwards and falling, dropping dead right in front of the house. And you start seeing like Blanco, Detective Gomez, he starts rushing and trying to look for cover, taking out his pistol. And at the same time, you start hearing a lot of shots from the different windows in the house. And there is a fire exchange happening right now. What do you guys want to do?
I want to exchange fire back with them since I'm already hidden.
Okay. Yeah, you see the other two policemen that were coming here with you are also doing the same kind of rushing for cover. You do see that there are at least four guys on the windows shooting, at Gomez. Seems like they haven't spotted yet, Mr. Elliot.
Good. Because I have night vision as one of my talents. So in the dark, I reduce the difficulty level of spot rolls and ignore dice.
Okay. At this point, you can see the sparks from the fire, from the guns firing inside the house.
And so, and also I have shadow, which makes it so that I can make two surprise attacks before they know where I'm at.
Okay. So you want to play that right now?
Yeah. I'm probably going to shoot two different people.
Okay.
So 31 is a hard success on the first one. And a 0-2 is a critical on the second guy.
Okay. Roll some damage.
The first damage is 8. And then second damage is... how do you want to do... Well, how do we do critical damage? Full d10, then a roll, then the bonus?
If I'm not mistaken, that is only for impale. It doesn't work with weapons anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, so then 4 damage on that guy.
So 4 damage to one guy, and how many for to the other?
8.
8. Okay, let's see. Yes, one of the guys falls to the ground, through the window. The other one that you just shot is now looking towards your direction, trying to find you. You do see that the others are also shooting back at the guys at the window, the other policemen. Cora, what are you doing?
I'm trying to, because if they didn't see him, they probably don't see the three of us. I'm going to actually sort of do a wide berth around the house and try to come in the back door.
Okay. Go ahead and do that. Make a stealth roll with a bonus die.
That's a success.
Very good. All right, so this round, that's what you're going to do. Dr. Utko?
I'm going to follow after Cora.
All right. Do the same. Make a stealth roll with the bonus die.
I fail.
Okay.
But you went the other way, right? Not the way I'm going. No.
Okay. Father, back in the car, you're hearing, well, clearly is the sound of, a fight, a gunfight.
Okay. I will keep the car running in case anyone runs to jump in and we need to get out of here quickly.
Okay. Sounds good. One of the policemen starts running towards the, you guys see it, the one start there near the house. He starts rushing towards, you know, back to the cars.
Is there a policeman besides Gomez and Blanco?
Blanco is dead. It seems, yeah, there were two more. One of them is already coming back. So right now,
okay,
you only have Gomez and one police and Mr. Elliot that is shooting at the guys. So let's see. Start the round again. Dorothy, do you want to do something? Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, Dorothy's going to head for the back of the house as well.
Okay, after Utko and Cora?
Right.
All right, make the shove roll.
19 is going to do it, a hard success.
Very good. The girls are, you know, taking head, you know, and Utko tries to follow, but he's not, you know, very clumsy. Hey,
wow.
Where are you? Yeah, and then he spots you, and then he keeps going and whatnot. He's trying to follow you. Now, from the inside of the house, let's see what happens. So there are three guys are shooting right now. One of them is going to shoot at Gomez. Then two more guys are also shooting before they actually spot Mr. Elliot. No one seems to be hit. So we go back to the top. If I'm not mistaken, the first one to act is Cora.
All right. Well, I'm continuing around the back, and if I can look through a back window, I mean, I'll check the back door to see if it's unlocked.
All right. You do notice that the Dr. Utko is not very stealthy.
I'm going to move slightly faster than him so that he will be isolated in his clumsiness.
All right. Max, what's your dex?
60.
Thank you. All right. So, yes, you do get to the back of the house. There's a door.
I will try it gently to see if I can open it.
All right. It is locked.
Well, I guess I'll take valuable time and try to pick it.
Okay. So you go ahead and do that. Go next goes Maria and then Mr. Elliot. And Father, all right, back to the same time, but you're in different places. So let's go with Mr. Elliot first.
So it still seems like there's how many people shooting from inside
at least,
the house?
At least three that you can see.
At least three that I can
yes.
see.
Yes.
Okay.
You got right now in your line of sight, you got only one, though. The other two seem to be covered inside. You know, they're not in the in the
but
right
the front,
angle.
The
for
front
you.
Doors. The front door is still open.
It is still open. Mm-hmm.
And these guys are just shooting pistols.
Pistols through windows. Yes.
All right. I'm gonna try and stealth up to the front door and maybe get a sideways shot on all three of them.
Okay.
But let's see how the stealth works out. So. I'll make that a regular success. Oh, wait, hold on. I have shadow. So I can either reduce the difficulty by a level or gain a bonus die. It's up to you.
Use the bonus die. You got a regular, right?
Well, okay, so that, let's see. Well, now I have, with the bonus die, I'm going to make that an extreme success.
Okay, awesome. So, yes, you managed to, you know, they seem to be focusing on Gomez and the other policeman when you rush towards the door. So let's have you moving towards the door on this round. I'm detected. Father, what are you doing?
Keeping the car running. Waiting to see what happens.
Okay. You see that one of the other policemen gets into the police car and starts grabbing the radio. He seems very excited, and he's kind of saying something in Spanish. What's your Spanish level again? Was it basic, or you don't have any Spanish? I don't recall.
Mine, I have no Spanish.
Oh, okay.
But I have Maria.
You have Maria. Okay, good. Good enough. Yeah.
And I think hers is pretty good.
She says, they're calling for reinforcements.
Ah, excellent. Sounds like they should.
So, next round. Let's see what these guys are going to do. They're going to try to shoot that the other two policemen. Hold on. Ooh. This is bad. Let's see. Let me share this with you. You don't believe I'm doing something that I shouldn't. All right. Okay, so Gomez seems to, you know, one of the guys seems to hit Gomez on the shoulder. He turns around with the shot, and he kind of is lying there, you know, still undercover, kind of covering his shoulder. You guys are not seeing this. This is what is happening. and let's see. Actually, no one is seeing this. So you just hear a couple of shots. Except for you, yes, Elliot. You see your policeman that was there with Gomez. He drops. You don't know if he's unconscious or dead, but he's not moving anymore. So let's go back to the top, Cora.
I was on trying to pick the lock.
Yes, go ahead.
That's a hard success.
Okay.
Good job, Cora.
You open the door?
Yes, I open the door and pulling out my gun and looking, hopefully seeing the back of somebody's head, well, in front of me. But
yes, when you open the door, you kind of see three guys. There are four guys there in the room. One guy is kneeling, pointing towards the door. With a shotgun, you know, a couple of meters away from the door. And there are three more that are positioned on the windows, you know, that seem to be shooting towards the policemen, as you saw before. They're all four of them are giving you their backs.
So, well, this if I have time house to open is all one big room.
When you open it, it opens to a big room, and you see a lot of mattresses. Cora is the one there. Dorothy, are you there right next to Cora?
Yeah, we were both in Utko.
Yes, Utko, the three of you. But I just want to make sure if you're, you know, poking your head into the room.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes.
So what I'm doing is opening the door, looking at them, and shooting using the door as cover.
Okay. Who are you shooting at?
I guess I'll shoot at the rifle guy. He's probably the most dangerous.
Yeah, the shotgun guy.
Okay. Do I have time to do that and help open the door, or you want to have me hold for the next round?
No, you can do that this round because, you know, the pick lock was from the last round.
Okay. It's a regular success.
Okay.
And, oh, sorry, wrong guy. 3 points of damage.
3 points to the guy. All right. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh. Hold.
All right. So let's see who goes next. Next is Mr. Elliot.
Randall, go ahead, because I think I take it at the end of the round anyway, but I may take my other two shots. I can't remember. I think Cora has the same shoot multiple times with no penalty, but I'll have to look that up.
Okay. Mr. Elliot, so you're right there in front of the door?
Sean will have to let me know how that goes, because I think the way we've always done it was that you take the three shots right there in your round.
Yep, I can do that. So I will take all three shots.
If you want to do that.
Go ahead, do that.
Second shot is a hit. A third shot is a hit. So that's that was 3 plus 2 plus 8.
Are you shooting the same guy? The three shots going
three
to
guys,
the
same guy? Yeah, I just want to take him out.
All right. Yes, Mr. Elliot, you hear the three shots, and then you hear a scream from inside the house. And then...
Perfect. I pop in at the opportune moment, and I'm looking to put a bullet in each one of the guys at the windows.
Okay. Go ahead. Three shots, then.
Oh. That's not good. I rolled 100.
Oh.
What kind of gun is it?
Jams.
It's a 45 revolver.
Yeah, it jams.
Yeah.
All right. So, awesome.
So
you're in the middle of the room with three guys with pistols.
Oh god. I look down, and the guy has a shotgun. I'll try and reach down and grab that, but so, I don't think I'm going to shoot it till next turn.
Yes, that's what you're going to try to do next round.
Very good.
all right, so let's see. Dorothy, what do you want to do?
Can I get a shot off? I don't know. I'm kind of being blocked by Cora a little bit. I guess she's down low, I can shoot over top.
She was using the door as cover, so she's not kind of standing in front of the door, you know?
Yeah, you should use the door frame as cover on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
You should be able to do that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got a little bitty gun. I guess I should shoot all three times, too, just kind of fill the air with lead. But I don't have their handy-dandy special talent. So with three shots, it's normal, one, and two penalty dice. Is that right?
Yeah, normal, one penalty, and two penalty, yes.
Okay. Let's see what we got there. That is a miss. Can I spend luck to get these things down at all?
Say again. Can you spend luck on what? Shot. Yes.
Excellent. Okay,
you can spend luck with combat, right? That's not a problem.
Yeah, just not on damage.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we got one hit, and then. A lot more luck. It'd make two hits. Yeah, let's do this. All right, I was just lucky on the last one. I got three hits thanks to a lot of luck.
Okay. What are you doing? The guy that, was in the middle of the room with the shotgun is dead, clearly. He's just, lying there on the ground, bleeding. There are three more that are right now turning towards you and Cora with their pistols.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to shoot. They're all turning towards us. Is Elliot in the room?
When they turn around to shoot at you, then you see Elliot rushing into the room, but he's not doing anything.
You see him point his gun and it goes, click.
Okay, I will shoot whichever one is standing closest to him. I've been shooting three times, and I've got a whole lot of damage, actually. So that's 14.
All right, that's fine. 14, he's dead. Yeah, you get the three shots. He drops to the ground as well. And let's see how well you are using your coverage there to avoid the shots from the two other guys. Hold on. Oh, 88 for one of them. 62. All right. All right, they shoot at you, but you can see the shots get on the front of the door. And you see pieces of wood start flying around you, but they don't hit you. So I will skip the father, because father, unless you want to do something, just let me know.
Nope, I'm good.
All right. Very good. So let's go back to the top. That's going to be you, Cora, again. There are still two guys there standing with their handguns.
I've got the guy on the right. Three shots. One miss. One hit. Another hit for 6 plus 7, 13 damage.
Okay. Yeah, he drops dead as well. Dorothy? I'm sorry. So let's go with Elliot. Elliot. You see that, you know, Cora and Dorothy are kind of taking the guy's body surprise. You can reach for the shotgun with the dex roll. You can grab it in this round. With a hard dex roll, you can grab it and shoot this round.
Okay. 17 is a hard dex roll.
Go ahead and do some damage or shoot. Shoot with the... Shouldn't get one of the.
Ooh, I will burn a little luck to make that a success.
Okay. And roll some damage.
Let's see here. I don't have the shotgun damage, but I think it's 46 at this range.
46, yes.
6. 1-1
Enough.
14.
Good enough. So the other guy, you know, he looks surprised when he sees you reaching for the shotgun, and he points the gun at you, but, you know, not on time before you shoot him dead.
And is that the last guy? Is there one guy left?
That's the last guy. Oh, okay. Now, you get a good... You know, now that they're all dead, you look around, and the place looks very dirty. There are some empty bottles of what you now recognize as nectar vials lying around the floor. There are some dirty mattresses, and what seems to be some kind of remains of some food and whatnot lying around.
Well, first things first, if that's all the bad guys, we need to go check on Officer Gomez and Blanco. Or yes. Detective Gomez and Blanco. That's
yes.
Let's go check on them. And call for backup or an ambulance.
Okay. When you go out, you can see the other policeman that is coming back now to the fight. Detective!
He's been shot.
I'll rush up as well and try to do some medicine.
Okay.
First aid.
Go ahead and do that. He's been shot on the shoulder. He's bleeding badly.
So I fail. Yep, once again, Dr. Idko. Shows what a good medical doctor he is.
I'm
sorry, the bullet. Bullet's too deep. I can't get it out. I'll have to take it to the hospital. Let me just jam this bandage in there to stop the bleeding.
Okay. Let's see. What are you guys doing?
I'm listening carefully to see if there's anybody coming down the stairs from upstairs.
It's just one floor.
Oh, so no.
No.
I say just about investigating the house before the police do it.
Are the ruins like right here at the house? Those ruins in the dark that we saw?
Yes. They're right next to the house.
Okay, so Bertie is kind of peering anxiously at them.
All right. It is a big hacienda, and you can see that, you know, ruins of what seem, you know, inner walls and outside walls and whatnot. There seems to be a patio. You will have to take more time and walk around the hacienda if you want to do more, you know, if you want to look around more deeply.
Yeah, she's not quite ready to go in by herself, but. So just to be clear, are we in a neighborhood or is this kind of like just an area and it's got this old hacienda in ruins and kind of this, they built this kind of one story small house kind of in front of it?
Yes, that's what it is exactly. Okay. You look around, there are no other houses or anything like that nearby. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We should borrow Detective Gomez's flashlights. There's more cars here.
I will take him to a hospital, says the other policeman.
Yes, yes, good, good. Take him and anyone else that's still alive.
No, the other two guys, including Blanco, he's dead.
Oh. Yes, take him, quickly.
Oh, no. Don't do anything stupid. There could be more.
How soon can we expect your backup, Detective Gomez?
She'll be here in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. They'll be here. There's no one left in the house, though, so we'll keep the area secured while you go to the hospital.
All right. Oh, poor Blanco. What am I going to tell his mom? Oh, take me to the hospital, please. And the other guy rushes, you know, with Gomez, and they go back to the police car. And Father, you do see that, and you do see Gomez getting in the back of the police car, and the other guy drives away, you know, at full speed.
And so all the police are gone now?
Yes.
Okay.
Hooray. Hooray.
I will leave Maria in the car and give her the keys, tell her to keep the engine running, and go join the others at the house.
Okay. I was actually thinking of coming and joining you at the car.
Well, there you go then.
Yes, I don't...
Let's go in the house. Going in the house.
Snag all the clues we can from the house, and then
head back. Okay, so leave. Like these instruments being played or anything like that from the musicians. I'm just wondering where the band is and all the rest of the people.
Well, let's spread out. Search
the hacienda and search the cars.
All right. So who's doing that? Actually, Elliot, Dorothy, and Utko.
Yep.
And I'll help with there.
Okay.
I'll look through the cars.
So Cora, you're back with Maria at the car?
Yeah, I want to be able to direct the officers.
Okay, when they arrive. Very good. So, all right, guys. You do look inside the house, and you know, as I said, that's what you find. You find some ammo as well, a lot of it, shotguns and 45 and whatnot, a lot of bottles of empty bottles of alcohol. You look at the guy with the shotgun, They're all, you know, you look at the guys that you killed, and they're all Mexican.
Do any of them look like people we've seen before, like the guy from the mysterious car, or maybe the guys who were there to pick up the band members?
That will be Mr. Elliot, who can recognize one of them. Yes, one of them looks like, you know, there were two guys that came to pick up the band members, and one of them is there, lying dead. Looks like the guy with the shotgun. But he was not the guy that was talking to the band members.
Father, is the guy from outside of the recording studio here?
Father, you look around and no.
I guess not.
You're muted.
Oh, sorry. I guess not. I believe not. No.
They must all be inside the ruins.
Well, so do we find anything or any hidden rooms or anything like that, Randall?
No, this is inside the house. So you want to go and search the ruins as well?
Maybe the cars as well as the house real quick.
Yeah, well, the father was searching the cars. Did he find anything, Randall?
Right.
Make his pull here and rolls for the cars.
Well, I got 13.
Spot hidden, normal success.
Okay, Father, you do find some more extra empty bottles of nectar.
Yeah, that's not particularly interesting.
No. So you want to go around the hacienda, the ruins? Yeah. Edit? All right, you get your flashlights from the policeman?
Yep.
All right, so you go around. Who else is going? So it's Elliot, Dorothy, I think.
Yeah.
Father, are you going with them, Utko?
Yep.
Very good. So you all guys make a spot hidden rolls.
Randall, quick point of contention.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, while we're talking and walking around, I would have unjammed my revolver.
Very good.
And reloaded it.
Good thinking.
And now I'll be carrying the shotgun with me and having that out.
Sounds good.
So is the whole group going to the ruins?
Yeah, you're not there, and you know, from here you cannot see what is happening.
Oh, the ruins inside the house?
No, they're
The ruins are right next to the house, some 20 meters away from the house. When you were surrounding the house, you know, the ruins were on your back, just to give you some perspective.
Okay.
So it's kind of a big property, and the house is right in front. Behind the house, there are the ruins for an old hacienda.
How far away is the car parked?
Oh, they're all. Oh, you mean where Cora is right now?
Yeah.
Some 50 meters away.
No.
We can flash the
flash the flashlights, yeah.
Yeah, if they signal they're leaving this immediate location. My only reason for waiting for the car is I was sure the police were going to arrive at any minute, but if they're going off to a new location, then I'll just ask the young woman waiting in the car to do that, and I will follow after them.
All right, Maria waits in the car as you go with them. And you can all guys make spot in rolls.
Good luck, Tim. I've got a hard success.
0-1.
What did I spend?
0-4.
All right.
With a 30 luck spend, I pass. No.
spend all your luck so you can pass the spell. All right. All right, guys. So, yeah, you are very good at this. You go around the ruins and, you know, it seems to be empty, nothing that, you know, catches your eye, with the exception of the patio. On the backyard of the what seems to be the, you know, of the ruins, you see some trees and whatnot, and at ground level, you do see a door. It seems to be kind of this kind of storm protection underground rooms, and there seems to be a door. But what doesn't match is that the door is completely new. It even shines with the reflection of the moon. And with your flashlights and your amazing hidden rolls, you do see that around this entrance, there are a lot of, you know, steps and also a lot of cigarette butts lying around.
Mm-hmm. I make sure my shotgun's at the ready.
I stand behind Mr. Elliot.
I reload my gun.
Okay. The door is locked, though, when you try it.
Well, I will try and remedy that. The success.
Okay. Very good. It is very difficult, actually, to open it, but you do manage to do it after, you know, a few tries. And, yeah, you hear it unlock. What's your plan, guys? You're going first?
Oh, I'm going to sneak in there and try and listen and see if I can hear anyone talking.
There are some stairs that start going down. And you don't, you know, make the listen roll.
07 is an extreme success.
What you do here is some music. It's not very loud, but it seems to be a recording that is playing. It's not like live music or, you know, you will recognize as the band playing. Seems to be a recording, and you do recognize it as the recording that you have listened to before back at Janet Jackson hangar.
So it's one of the strange recordings.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll make that known to the others. That's creepy. Well, do we want to go in? It's
not musicians when they're here.
Well, we're not going to turn around now, are we?
All right, let's go. I guess we'll go in and start sweeping the bottom floor. Or if there is no bottom floor, just go down.
All right, you go down, and you go down the stairs. You reach a door. That door is not locked. That's where the music is coming from, Mr. Elliot.
I guess I'm going to listen to this door, see if I hear anything like the sounds of people inside.
Are we in like just a narrow passageway or?
It's a narrow passageway down to the store.
Mm-hmm. Is there a keyhole I can look through?
No.
Yeah, I guess listen to hear if there's sounds of people behind the door.
Now, this when you look around, once you go down the narrow passage, just like the door outside, this seems to be very new, this whole construction. This is not like old ruins or, you know, at least this part is not.
Right. Okay. Get that.
All right, so you want to open the door? That's what you said? Sorry.
I said I want to listen to the door to see if I hear
okay. voices of people.
He really wants you to open the door.
No, just ask him. Go ahead and make the listen roll then.
It's a 73. It's not a success.
Okay. Yeah, you still hear the... Now it's louder. You know, the recording is plain.
Okay.
Make actually a sanity roll. Even though you have listening to it before, very eerie.
I'm fine. Success.
Okay. All right. What about the other guys? Are you going down right next to Elliot, or what's your plan? Are you gonna wait outside?
How many of us can fit in this confined space?
Oh, you can all go down like without a problem. Even though the passage is narrow. You can go right next to each other, let's say 2x2 or something like that. You just let me know if you want to do that right next to Elliot or you want to go behind him.
Don't you worry, Matt. With that salivating tone, there's plenty of room for everybody near the door.
Right.
So, sure, I will stand next to Elliot.
All right, so, you know, if you guys are down there with him, just make the listen rolls. If you pass, make a sanity roll.
Listen did not pass. And
hear what?
And luck for it.
Yep. Works that way.
Not hearing much of anything.
Just Elliot. All right, Elliot, what's your plan?
Are you sure you're not imagining it, Mr. Elliot?
I guess open the door.
How much for the... A success on the sand roll?
Just 1 point.
Okay.
I open the door with the shotgun at the ready.
All right. When you open the door, you see, you do recognize what seems to be a recording studio. There are at least 3 different rooms. And you are just walking into it. It doesn't look fancy, but it looks very accommodating, right? The construction, as I said, of the place is quite recent. You do notice that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So there's an engineering room and a couple of studios. And on one of the studio, you know, the glass is tainted. Mm-hmm. But you do see the 3 members of the band.
Okay. Are they alive?
They are alive, yes. They are kind of... they are not playing the instruments or anything like that. They're just kind of talking among each other, but you cannot hear what they are saying.
And they don't see us.
They don't see you from this, you know, from the door, they don't see you. But if you get into the studio, they will be able to see you.
I'm kind of like, point over that way. There's 3 guys over there. There's just the musicians.
We should try to rescue them. But pull up your gun so they don't accidentally call for help.
Okay.
I guess let's head over. So those are the only ones in the recording studio, Randall?
Yes. On the let's see if I can do some drawings here. So I can be more clear. So when you enter, you know, you're entering, it seems to be, let me see if I can go here. Never mind. So when you enter, you do see, you know, the main room that is separating the two different studios. One is on the left and one is on the right. As I said, there is some tainted glass, but the one on the right-hand side, as you enter the room, is completely dark. So you cannot see what is happening inside. On the left is where you see the three musicians that seem to be just waiting there. There's a door, and obviously there's the whole equipment for the recording and what you will find in a normal studio. The guys are kind of sitting there talking. Do you want to go and open door? Do you want to go and signal through glass? What do you want to do?
I guess go open the door so that I have my shotgun ready and say, hey, we're here to save you, if that's what
can
you
we...
want. If not, what are you doing here?
We should be able to talk to them without opening the door.
Oh, Maria's back. Maria's back in the car.
Is she in the car?
Yes. Okay. So after a while of you waiting there, do you want to go with them?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
so what
it's chilly.
So, you know, right before you kind of enter the this place, Maria catches up with you, tired of waiting in the car.
Hey, I've got a question. Where is that music coming from? Is there like a record player in the engineering room or something?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm gonna walk over and just stop that.
Stop it. Very good. You can turn it off.
Yeah.
And when you do that, the three musicians kind of look at you with wide eyes, like, you know, they do recognize you, of course. And one of them signals towards the door.
All right. I go open the door.
Okay.
With
yes.
Shotgun at the ready.
You do notice the door was actually locked when you try it. You need to unlock it. Oh my God! What are you doing here?
We came to save you.
You shouldn't be here. Save us? You cannot save us. It is too late already. Sky Brooks, you know you don't know who you're messing with. Just go back. Go back.
There's nobody else out there, so if you want to leave...
Well, they're not here right now, but they were here just a few minutes ago. Something happened. They just left.
Yeah.
We were doing a recording.
Some of them.
We were doing a recording with Ms. De La Luz.
Oh, is
really?
She here?
Which way did they leave?
Oh, she's always on the other studio, right over there. And he points to the other one that, you know, has all the tainted glass that you cannot see through. And we never play together. We play in this room, and she sings on the other one.
I'm going to go open the door to the other one.
Okay. All right. And this is a good place to stop for tonight.
Damn you.
All All right, guys. Let's see what is going to happen next Monday.
Oh, man.
Next Monday, we roll luck. That's what happens next Monday.
Yes.
Nice.
Just in time for whatever is in the darkened recording booth to eat us.
Exactly.
Can we roll sand as well?
Lucky you. Well, Sam, not yet.
Yeah.
Well, but Steve, you know you could have used for halving your sand loss.
Oh.
In pulp, you could have spent, well, you can't do it with losing 1 point, but if you lose 2 points, you can spend 4 points of luck to lose 1 point.
Right, right. Yeah. Can I have half a point of luck?
Just go ahead and you know, and spend all the luck that you want.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter.
Totally fine. With those rules. All right, guys.
Just keep 30. Keep 30. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, cool. Randall.
Awesome.
Have a good week, guys.
Have a good night.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Randall.
See you later.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.